This is the future, soon. A Buffy the Vampire Slayer fanfic, written by Ty Lean and read by Rena Jenkins. Stories rated PG and takes place post-season 7. That year, three women, three out of many, died of internal bleeding and trauma to internal organs. One of them died in a busy ER, one of them in her home, the third in a field where she worked. Only one had had any warning. Hours before, she had gasped and clutched her stomach and thought, "Oh, that one's strong." One of them could have been saved, perhaps, if she had been treated sooner. She would probably never be able to have children again. She would definitely lose this one. Her uterus was too badly injured. As it was, in the end, so were her lungs. If the ER hadn't been quite so busy, one of them might have caused a doctor to write a report that would have led to her husband being suspected of beating her and leading to her death. He hadn't. So it was probably better that way. None of them got noted as a medical mystery. And in truth, none of them were. The story, and there was no story, was found by no one. In London, slayers were gathering to teach and to learn and to look. In Beijing, a woman would soon begin traveling Asia, searching for others who shared her gift. In a small village in Yemen, a man saw a vision and took in a girl who would one day save the world. He had to marry her to do so, but the journey continued. It would be years before anyone noticed. There were slayers of every age now. 16 and 9 and 60. Little girls growing up unafraid, and grandmothers too frail to handle their new strength. No one was looking for the 6-year-old ones, the 3-year-olds, the ones just born. The earth was awash with slayers. It would be dozens of years before the last of them was gone. Beneath the earth, the first evil smiled. The end. Reader's notes. From a reply to a live journal question about the story, in case anyone is interested in the double motivation to writing it, or confused about the point. There's a reason, after all, that even Superman couldn't lift trucks until he was 3. If I remember the old animation series correctly, which I don't. There are some ages when you're just not equipped to deal with superhumanity. And logic says the Slayers wouldn't slowly retain those powers. They have no built-in guidelines to make sure that happens. They'd never needed them. So, one big problem with that. Human women needing to carry babies who are going to grow up to kill things with one kick. And who quite possibly already have that power, to one degree or another. The other reason, by the way, and the reason for the last line, is the first's often complained about utter uselessness. The very first evil, the big villain of the final season, he who can manipulate humans to his will, and this is all he managed to do? So maybe that wasn't it. Maybe the way things ended was the way he'd wanted them all along. After all, 2 slayers seemed like a good idea at the time, too. If giving that power to 2 girls at the same time causes problems, giving it to dozens, hundreds, must cause some, too.